Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Thomas Indio, I-N-D-I-O, Jr. Thomas Indio, Jr. is a 53-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4-4-21, but he was picking up a 50-pound box in an underhanded fashion. Brady went to put it on his workstation when his wrist locked and he heard a snap in it. Brady believes he injured his right wrist but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of bad tendonitis. Brady did undergo surgery on two occasions. Period. He does have a follow-up schedule with Dr. Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T, on 1-16-23. Period. He's no longer receiving any active care. Period. Mr. Indio admitted he previously injured this hand and sustained a boxer's fracture when he was a youth. Period. He was hit by a baseball bat and casted. Period. He states he was fine after that up until the subject event. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. Any paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Indio alleged he was lifting a box on 4-4-21 and sustained injuries to the right hand, wrist, and fourth finger. Period. Medical records show he was seen on 4-16-21 at Concentra. Period. His injury pain had gotten better, but he still had restricted range of motion and a numbing sensation radiating up to the right shoulder. Period. He disclosed having had surgery on the same right wrist in the past. Period. He was taking Tylenol and muscle relaxers for pain. Period. He had returned to work since the injury. Period. Exam of the right wrist had atrophy both anteriorly and laterally, as well as swelling. Pretty a tenderness in the palmar aspect and the radial aspect. Pretty there was no crepitus. Period. Active radial deviation was to 20 degrees and ulnar deviation to 10 degrees. Period. Strength was 5/5 for radial deviation on the right and 4/5 on the right side with pain. Period. He had intact pulses with positive Finkelstein's and Tinel's carpal tunnel test. Brady was diagnosed with a strain of the right wrist, for which he was placed in a thumb spec splint. Comma had x-rays of the right wrist, comma, and was referred for physical therapy. Period. The x-rays were done on 4-16-21 and showed no acute bony changes in the right wrist. Brady was status post previous surgery, with the screw in the scaphoid in satisfactory alignment. There was also an old fracture deformity of the fourth and fifth metacarpal. He had osteoarthritic changes at the carpal metacarpal joints and radiocarpal joint. There was no evidence of acute fracture, dislocation, or osseous lesion. The adjacent soft tissues were unremarkable. He followed up at Concentra through 4-22-21 when nurse practitioner Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, did not prescribe him any medication. Scratch that. Did prescribe a Medrol dose pack. Period. The paragraph on 3-7-22, Dr. Recant performed the need for treatment evaluation. Period. He learned Mr. Indio was working as a forklift operator with Amazon. Period. He was lifting a heavy box and felt a clicking sensation about the right wrist. Period. This was after lifting the 50-pound box at work. Period. It was noted he had seen his primary care physician on 4/9/21. Period. He scratched it on 4/8/21. Period. He did have x-rays that were significant for previous scaphoid hardware and degenerative changes, secondary to a prior right wrist injury, with prior accidents on 2/26/21, 1/2/19, 9/21/17, 1/18/16, 4/15/09, and 2/17/08. Period. He had limited knowledge and recall regarding his prior injuries and provided little history when questioned. Period. A course of physical therapy had recently been suggested by Concentra. Period. Upon presentation to Dr. Recant, he had an operative dressing about the right wrist. Period. He had undergone surgery by Dr. Jarrett, J-A-R-E-T-T, after an MRI was done. Pretty is unclear on the details regarding either his first surgery or revision surgery that was just performed on 2/23/22. Period. Dr. Recant diagnosed right wrist sprain. Period. He welcomed the opportunity to review Dr. Jarrett's records as well as the MRI. Period. He did not find any causal relations to his surgical procedure, nor time absent from work as it relates to the alleged injuries from April of 2021. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed open scarring about the right hand and wrist. Period on the dorsal aspect of the radial wrist was a 3-inch longitudinal scar with some keloid formation. Period at the base of the right thumb, there was a 1¾-inch linear scar. Period at the base of the right second metacarpal, there was a 1/3-inch scar in a transverse orientation. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He was extremely focused on his work injury. Period. He did not have his right wrist brace with him, although he says he does use it. Period. There was mild swelling about the right wrist. Period. Motion of the right wrist was guarded in flexion to 10 degrees, comma, extension and radial deviation to 0 degrees, comma, and ulnar deviation to 5 degrees. Period. All of these elicited tenderness. Period. He had improved range of motion here when distracted. Period. Motion of the left wrist, both elbows and shoulders and fingers, was full on all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. He had 5- right hand grasp and 4+/5 a ratchet-like weakness in right pinch grip, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. He was tender to palpation on the dorsal medial right wrist and forearm, but there was none on the left. Period. New paragraph. In terms of range of motion at the right thumb, palmar abduction at the CMCP joint was 60 degrees, with normal being 70 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in the remaining spheres. Period. There may have been some decreased range of motion at the MCP joint and IP joint. Period. His motion improved with distraction and repetition. Period. Hands versus elbows. Tinel's sign on the right elicited paresthesias. Period. This was negative on the left. Period. Finkelstein's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness, but was negative on the left. Period. And go back to what I just said about Tinel's sign. Tinel's sign on the right elicited tingling in the mid-forearm that is non-physiologic. Period. It was negative on the left. Period. Hand dynamometry found nearly a flat line distribution, indicative of limited volitional effort. Period. It also belied his hand grasp by manual muscle testing. Period. Impressions. On 4/4/21, Thomas Indio was lifting a box at work and alleges to have injured his right wrist. Period. He evidently saw his primary care physician and then Concentra. Period. X-rays of the wrist showed prior surgery here. Period. The petitioner initially denied having any surgery in the past. Period. He was referred for physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. He then evidently underwent surgery twice by Dr. Jarrett. Period. He states the first was to repair a torn tendon and the second was to perform a tendon transfer. Period. He is scheduled to follow up with her on 1/16/23. Period. He does admit to a boxer's fracture as a child and that was casted. Period. He did see Dr. Recant on 3/7/22, who opined about causation and his diagnosis. Period. New paragraph. It took the examinee a very long time to complete his forms manually, but he did so with neat handwriting. Period. There was guarded range of motion about the right wrist. Period. There was variable strength in the right hand grasp. Period. He did have slightly decreased range of motion about the right thumb at the CMCP joint in palmar abduction. Period. Tinel sign elicited tingling in the mid-forearm as opposed to into the digits. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. It is difficult to discern the specific pathology for which he underwent surgery by Dr. Jarrett. Period. Similarly, it is difficult to ascertain the manner and impact of his numerous prior injuries. Period. Review of pertinent information there would be helpful in determining causation and apportionment. Period. He is no longer working at the insured or anywhere else. Period. He is right-handed. Period. And that'll be the end.